Chazor zeichen nishmas abachichas kushagim levam yehudim misach the staff kuf yudches. Misha said keitzad nafal d'leika v'chulu. Where brings the price when the Tanakhama says there's a chiyuv to eat shalosh sudas on Shabbos. What Chitka said you have to actually eat four sudas on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said they both get their views from the same pasuk where Moshe tells Yidden to eat the man on Shabbos. The pasuk says the word hayayim three times. Tanakhama says this shows you need three meals on over Shabbos. Rabbi Chitka says this pasuk refers to only Shabbos daytime. You see you need three meals on Shabbos daytime plus Friday night. You need four meals over Shabbos. Maria Sarmisha says if the fire breaks out on Friday night, you're allowed to save three meals worth of food. Presumably this is talking about before you ate the Friday night meal. You see, there's only a total of three meals on Shabbos. Where it says the Mishnah is talking about after you ate the Friday night meal, and therefore there's still three meals remaining on Shabbos, according to Rav Chitka. Mishnah then said, in fact, the Gemara, if the fire breaks out in the morning, you're allowed to save two meals worth of food. Presumably, this is talking about before you ate the Shabbos day meal, and you see, there's only two meals on Shabbos day. It's fair, according to Rav Chitka. The Gemara says, Rav Chitka would say, the Mishnah is talking about after you already ate the morning meal, and therefore he has two meals left, because for a total of three meals during the day, a total of four meals on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah then says, if the fire breaks out in the afternoon, you're allowed to save one meal worth of food. Obviously, the Chariot is talking about before you eat the later afternoon meal, and you see that there's that's the only meal that's left on Shabbos. There's only two meals during the day on Shabbos. Shver and Chitka, Chitka will say, talking about he already ate the afternoon meal. There's one meal left, sort of at the end of the day, and that's the meal he's allowed to save for. But there's four meals over a whole Shabbos, according to Rav Chitka. In fact, more than the fact that Rabbi Yossi argues in the Mishnah and says that you're always allowed to save three meals worth of food, it seems that Tanakhama must also hold that there are only three meals that are required to be eaten over the entire Shabbos. Shver and Rav Chitka, Zachmar, our Mishnah does not follow, and Echanami, our Mishnah will not follow Rav Chitka. Maria is a mission that says a poor person who has enough of two meals is not allowed to take from the Tamchui collection. A person who has enough of 14 meals is not allowed to take from the Kupa collection. Anyway, the mission says that there are only two meals per day, L'chayr including Shabbos, because it's 14 meals for the week. And so the mission of the L'chayr is not following the Tanakhama, who says you need three meals on Shabbos, or of Chitka, who says you need four. Tomorrow's first terrace is, this could follow the Tanakhama of the Rabbanan. Could we tell the poor person to eat the meal that he set aside for Motzei Shabbos? We tell him to eat it on Shabbos evening before Shabbos ends. And that way he has three meals on Shabbos. Tomorrow, so the second terrace, the Mishnah could even follow Chitka, because we tell the poor person to save his Friday morning meal for Friday night, and his Friday evening meal for Shabbos day, and his Motzei Shabbos meal he eats before Shabbos is over. Therefore, he has four meals on Shabbos. So what do we ask him to fast the entire Friday? In fact, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, who says that someone should treat his Shabbos like a weekday, meaning have fewer and less elaborate meals, rather than have to come on to others for support. Whereas the Mishnah says that if a poor person comes into town for Shabbos, then you have to give him three meals. Shveran of Chitka. The Mara says that the Mishnah is talking about where the pauper came with one meal of his own, therefore you give him three as a total of four. Bryce says the dishes from the Friday night meal could be washed for Shabbos morning meal, and from the Shabbos morning meal could be washed for the later afternoon meal and the later evening meal, but the ones from the last meal on Shabbos cannot be washed, since they're not going to be used until after Shabbos. But all the drinking things, the cups, the pitchers, they're allowed to be washed at any time of the day because there's no set time for drinking. Shimon Pazi, name of Shimon Levi, name of Kapara, says whoever eats properly three meals on Shabbos is saved from three terrible things, the Mechevel Mashiach, the Dina Shagehenim, and the Melchemes Goygo Magoy. Yochan and Rabbi Yossi says someone who takes pleasure in Shabbos will merit to receive an inheritance without boundaries. Nachla B'li Mitzorim. Nachman Yitzchak says he'll be saved from Shibit Golias. And Rav says he's given Kol Mishalos Liboy. Rav explains preparing anything, even a small little thing, but if it's for Shabbos, to enjoy on Shabbos, that's already considered to be taking pleasure on Shabbos. Chiba Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochan, says someone who keeps Shabbos according to all halachas, even if he worshiped with the Avodah Zarah, he's forgiven. The name of Rav said if the Yidden would have kept that first Shabbos, none of the Goyim would have ever risen up against them. Rechai says, if Yidden keep two Shabbosois, we would immediately be redeemed, Mashiach would come. Mer brings down a number of sayings of Rabbi Yossi. He said, may my portion be among those who eat three meals on Shabbos. May my portion be among those who complete the Hallel every day. Hallel of Psuka de Zimra. May my portion be among those who davenat with the redness of the sun, meaning Shachos at sunrise, Mincha at sunset. May my portion be among those who die from the disease of the intestines, because Meir said, Tzadikim die from such a disease. May my portion be among those who die while performing a mitzvah. May my portion be among those who accept Shabbos and Tveria and end Shabbos and Zipari, meaning they take on Shabbos early and they end Shabbos late. May my portion be among those who gather Tzadikim to come and learn, and not from those who tell them it's time to stop learning to go eat. May my portion be among those who collect tzedakah, not among those who distribute it. Distribution always has a chance of being done improperly. My portion be among those who are suspected of wrongdoing but actually have not done any wrong. He then said he had tashmish with his wife five times, where he had tashmish twice to ensure there would be a zacha, like we learn elsewhere in the Gemara. And because of that, he planted five cedars in Klal Yisrael, meaning he had five sons who were righteous, all great Talmid Acham. They were Rabbi Shmuel, but the others were Chalafter of Tilas and Rabbi Nachum. He said he would always call his wife his house because she's the mainstay of the home, and he would call his ox his field because it's the mainstay of the field. He said that in all his days he never looked at his mila. In all his days the beams of his house never saw the inside of his shirt, because he would get undressed under his blanket in a very tzinnistic way. He said in all his days he would never go against anything his friends said. In all his days, he said, I never said anything that I would feel the need to retract in front of the person who I said it about. Everything was always 100% true. Rav Nachman said, I deserve a reward because I always fulfilled the mitzvah of eating three meals on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda said, I deserve a reward because I always fulfilled the mitzvah of delving into the meaning of what I was davening. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, I deserve a reward because I have never gone 4 amas with an uncovered head. Rav Sheshesh said, I deserve a reward because I have always fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin and never went 4 amas without tefillin. Rav Nachman said, I deserve a reward because I always fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis and never went 4 amas without tzitzis. Bai said, I deserve a reward because I always treated young Tamid, I always treat young Tamid Chacham, whenever one of them finishes Masechta, I make a tremendous Suda. I make a Yom Tov LeRabbanon. Rava said, I deserve rewards for the way I treat young Tamid Chacham when they come to me for Din Torah. I don't put my pillow on my head, meaning I don't go to sleep until I've thoroughly reviewed the case to see its merits. Mar Bar Vashi said, I'm disqualified to be the judge over a case with a young Talmud Chacham because I love them so much, it's like as much as I love myself, and therefore just like you can't be a judge over yourself, I don't have the ability to be unbiased to them because that's how much I love them.